What's your problem? Come on.
What don't you get about the opposite sex? It's not just me. On 13/27/10.
Yeah, I think it might be.
In my time as a female on this planet.
How long's that been?
40 years.
Okay.
So I think I have significant experience on this.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't get is why do men not know how to organise anything? They don't use diaries or calendars.
And you don't get that
one. Generally speaking, it's a thing.
I'm going to put my hand up for most blokes here and go, yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you drive us to eating chocolate. So I was talking to a girlfriend last night. Her partner is driving her up the wall. He's a bloke.
I don't think you're looking at that as like a glass half empty.
He does shift work kind of work, so his roster's always changing.
Yep.
And then he has additional hobbies and things that he does.
As you do.
But, you know, he just drops it on her at the last minute or when she's trying to create a plan or something for them to have, you know, couple time together. Oh, no, I've got to go do this with Bazza. Wuzza.
What? Poor Bazza. Poor Wuzza.
Yeah, but it's like, hello. So I've said to her, oh, I've lived this fun. Get a calendar and let's see, good puppy dog, if he can learn how to fill it out in advance so you can just see what is happening with your life.
That's all you
it's
want.
It's so frustrating.
Sit, stay and fetch. That's all we get. Yeah.
It's called communication. It's not impossible, but some people really struggle.
So you don't get why we don't.
No, it's a thing with you guys.
I can tell you right now, we are trying to
We're trying to make plans with you.
We're trying to keep spontaneity alive, Pinky. That's what we're doing.
By screwing everything up.
Yeah, spontaneously. Yeah, how boring would it be if everything went to plan, you know, and everything.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get why you guys find it so hard.
You'd be like, there's no excitement anymore in my life. Well, this is why. We're trying to keep it real.
Well, life's busy when you become a grown-up.
I've got no time for diaries. I've got no time for making organisations and following through on things I said I'd do. Kate, what don't you get about the opposite sex?
How we don't let things go.
What? We don't let things go?
Yeah, you always bring things up. Like, women get over it where men go, oh, remember this? Remember when you did this?
Yeah, there you go. Because we talk to our friends and we process and then we move on.
No.
But men don't.
No, they don't. You're right.
This is pot calling the kettle black right here.
Really?
If there is anyone who can hold on to something, keep a grudge, it's you girls. I'm telling you, we forget stuff really quickly.
Well, this is true, you do, but
we just
not the actual things you should forget.
No, well, we forget all things.
Like
and that's,
I said, no diaries, no calendars.
Every day's a new day.
Oh no, how's about this bloke once told me, I'm just taking each day as it comes. You're like, oh cool, that's a great excuse for not planning ahead.
Keep spontaneity alive.
Buddy. Well done, live in the moment.
Triple M, morning, who's this?
Yeah, Tim, how you going today?
Good, Tim.
Tim, I'm well. How are you today? You made any plans yet?
Yes, I make plans every day.
Yeah, and you keep them on your calendar and your diary, do you have one?
I'm persistent, I have a fart every morning and roll over and get out of bed.
Oh, Tim.
You're like a clock, man. You can set your time to these things that we put in place, can't you, Timmy?
Pretty well, mate, pretty well. Okay. And for keeping a grudge, I don't think it's called keeping a grudge.
Yeah.
I think it's more the point of rubbing salt in the wound to remind them.
It's what we call storing up ammunition.
Yes, and they say we always forget. Believe me, every opportunity I get, I never forget.
It's strange. Every opportunity my wife's get, I get reminded. So, yeah, there you are.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.